All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Habbo and Frank, final segment of tonight's show, which is the last Monday night show of season four. We do thank Chris Wright. Two key people, the Sabre with us from day one and a critical sponsor for us, and then, of course, Ortho Virginia, Dr. Jody Smith. But we are going to do a special show on April 24th, and Frank's got more details about that.
Well, the plan is to have Brian Vahely, former UVA tennis star, and he was an All-American at Virginia. We also have booked Kevin Sauer, the women's crew coach, and Habbo's excited about that because
defending national champions.
Daggone right. And, you know, we've always said Virginia has the best strokers in the nation.
Repeat.
And possibly Danny Hultson. There's been some conversation going back and forth, and it'd be nice to have Danny if we can get him. It's not easy coordinating his schedule, and we're not sure exactly where he's been assigned. I've got to do a little bit more research on that. But
well, and depending on schedule availability and how things go, we may look at another show in May at some point in time, but we'll have more on that later. But certainly with the spring sports, as we talked, baseball's having a terrific year.
Tennis
is a terrific year, looking at maybe a national championship in tennis. And, of course, Dom Starcia and the lacrosse team not doing what they normally do. A little bit of a rebuilding year for Dom. But nevertheless, spring sports, as always, a lot of success over there in Charlottesville.
Well, you know, it's exciting. The women's tennis team actually defeated North Carolina this weekend in a very tense match. They won 4-3. Big win, and that was the number one Tar Heel women's tennis team. And I think that's either the first time that's happened or the first time in a very long time that the women's tennis team has beaten a number one ranked opponent. Let's see here. We know that later this month, I believe in the 30th, here in Richmond, the UVA baseball team will be visiting to play VCU at the Diamond. I believe that's a...
That's a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night,
right?
And that's going to be very exciting. 7 p.m. first pitch out at the Diamond. So you baseball fans and you Wahoos, get out there.
Of which there are many. I know in the past when Virginia's come to play VCU at the Diamond, been a lot of Hoos turning out for those games, and I'm sure that'll be the case again this year.
Going back, let's remind folks that the UVA Club of Richmond is hosting the Downtown Luncheon Speakers with Jeff White as the guest speaker. This Thursday, 11:45, register online. Just go to richmondhoos.com, click on the club events calendar, and register. It's always a great event, unbelievable food. And Jeff White will give you some real scoop. And
yeah, he's got a lot of insights there. And the other thing we need to remind people of, obviously, is a spring game on Saturday. And the gates open at 11 o'clock and the game starts at 1, I think?
Unbelievable. Let's see here. We've got the Orange and Blue Spring Scrimmage is what they call it now. This Saturday, Scott Stadium. Stadium gates open at 11 a.m. And the Fan Fest activities on the field and above the hill are scheduled to start at 11:30. The on-field activities will begin 11:30 and go to 12:15. And then the scrimmage itself, they say it starts at 1 p.m., but I will tell you this right now. In the past, they'd sometimes start that scrimmage sooner. I've been there for a number of these scrimmages, and they have started that thing 20 and 30 minutes early. So get there early. Parking in the west lot is free. The west gate is open. And they're expecting good weather. In fact, I checked the forecast, 64 degrees and sunny.
Ah, beautiful day. I would take that in August. You know, that August, September weather could be a little warm over there in Charlottesville for good old Brigham Young in Oregon. But nevertheless, and I'd like to thank you, Mr. Maloney. Not that this is the last show of season four, but as always, you've been terrific. It's been another fun year, and I think a good year for Virginia athletics. And as you said, I think both football and basketball are really headed in the right direction. A lot of the other sports have already been headed in the right direction, so it's been a good year for UVA athletics, and I think next year promises to be even better.
And before I forget it, and thank you for that, I appreciate that, UVA lacrosse will play North Carolina this coming Saturday in Charlottesville at 3:30. So you could catch the football scrimmage and then move over to Klockner to see the men's lacrosse team in a huge lacrosse game.
Yeah, they need to get a W here fast.
All right, don't forget, we're going to be on the air April 24th. That's a Wednesday night special show, bonus show for sponsors and friends. Brian Vahaly, Kevin Sauer, and maybe Danny Hultson. Go Wahoos.
In the meantime, yes, indeed. Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.